Logan City Limits Music Festival is this Saturday, April 9th at Utah State University, featuring Small Pools, the National Parks, Westward the Tide, and more of Utah's best local bands. The event is free and open to the public. Find Logan City Limits Facebook event page for more details.
It's my free period, so I'm glad I can be with you guys.
Well, we're happy to have you. We're more excited to have you on Saturday when your awesome band Kit Fox shows up to play at Logan City Limits.
Yeah, I'm super stoked. It's such a good lineup, right?
Who are you most excited to play for? Or with, I guess, not for.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Probably Small Pools. I think I've played with pretty much every band on the list except them. And a few others that I hadn't heard of before, a few other local bands. But as far as the bigger local bands, I think we've played with most of them. So I'm excited to see Small Pools. I know that Nate and Devin and I, who are also in the band, we saw them open up for Neon Trees in Washington, D.C., and they're pretty good. I think that's where Nate first heard of them, and that's why he got them to come to Logan City Limits.
Yeah. So what are you guys currently working on? You guys recently went to Nashville and made an album and such. What projects you guys got going right now?
Good question. So yeah, we went to Nashville. That was over a year ago now, so it's been a little while. But we did our Kickstarter. We reached our goal that enabled us to go to Nashville. We recorded 5 songs there, and then when we got back, we recorded 5 more with various people in Utah. We recorded with Taylor from Little Barefoot on a couple songs. We recorded from Stephen Cope at Studio Dada in Provo on a song, and then we recorded two of our own, actually. So we added those 5 with the 5 we did in Nashville, and we got an album put together, and we released it last month, and I guess 2 months ago now, actually, and it's been great so far. Right now, I guess what we're working on is just finishing getting all of our Kickstarter backers their rewards that they deserve for generously backing us, and then just setting up a tour for this summer.
So what's the name of that album that you guys put out? Is that To Keep You Company?
Yeah, To Keep You Company, 10-song album, and we're really proud of it. It's our first album. We had an EP like a year and a half ago that we released, and that one was pretty acoustic, pretty folky, and then this new album, though, has got kind of an ethereal, kind of ambient, folky vibe to it, a little bit of pop in there. And yeah, we're really excited and pumped about it.
So I think what we'll do now is we're going to play one of your songs, Connor, if you want to hang out with us
for a
little bit. And then this show is actually like 90s at 9 with Nate. So we talk about what happened 20 years ago back in 1996 on this day. But we'll play one of your songs here. Which one are you feeling? What do you think we should go with? What's your favorite song off the album?
Well, our song, Always Keep You Warm, I really like that song. We recorded that one in Provo, actually. And that song is going to be on the Real World coming up. So speaking of 90s,
hey,
the first reality show ever, pretty much, The Real World, which started in the 90s, is going to have our song on it this upcoming season. So we're kind of excited about that.
All right, let's... Yeah, that sounds good.
Always Keep You Warm.
Let's listen in. Here's Always Keep You Warm from Kit Fox off their just recently in February released To Keep You Company.
Tonight, I'll make you mine.
right, we're back with Connor Flynn of Kit Fox. That was Always Keep You Warm from their album To Keep You Company. Are you still with us, Connor?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Connor, I hope that that song, I hope you guys play that on Saturday so that we all stay warm. But weather's actually looking good. We were a little worried that we'd have to bring that show inside earlier this week. But it's looking pretty good now. As a preference as an artist, would you rather perform inside or outside?
Well, is it going to be on the patio, like by the fountain, where they normally have those?
Actually, we're going to have two big stages on the quad.
Oh, it's just on the quad.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I guess it just depends. I know my band, we've played shows outside when it's been raining, and we've just had like a little tent we all just squeezed together under to like keep from getting water on us and, you know, to stay warm. That wasn't so super fun. But also I've been at shows, you know, where it's really hot and it's really small venues where I'm just sweating like crazy. I guess that's kind of fun. So I guess it just depends, but if it's good weather, outside for sure. And it looks like it's going to be good weather on Saturday, so, or for Logan City Limits, so that's, it's going to be good. I'm excited.
Hey, so we can find the latest release, your music, To Keep You Company, as well as other songs. Where can we find and listen to your music and follow Kit Fox through the years?
You know, you can find us pretty much anywhere. We're on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, pretty much any music streaming service, Google Play. But if you want to follow us and find out when we're playing next and whatnot, we our Twitter and Instagram handle is Kit Fox Band, so it's KITFOXBAND, and Facebook is facebook.com/KitFox. We also have a website where you can buy our CD, a physical copy, or buy a t-shirt, and that is kitfoxband.com. So we're all over the web.
Well, thanks for hanging out with us for a little bit here, Connor, and we are so excited to see you and all the other talented bands this Saturday at Logan City Limits.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Connor.
See you later.
Aggie Radio and Utah State University Student Association are pleased to announce the 7th annual Logan City Limits Music Festival, Saturday, April 9th at Utah State University, featuring Small Pools, The National Parks, Westward the Tide, Fictionist, and many more of the best local bands from Las Vegas, Provo, Salt Lake, Ogden, and Logan. This is Utah's largest free music festival. Everyone is invited to this free event, so don't miss out. Find the Facebook event page for more details. The 7th annual Logan City Limits Music Festival, Saturday, April 9th.